For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Thunder Chats here with another word from our sponsors, BetOnline.ag. The only people that get off this time of year are pro athletes and us at BetOnline. With NFL, bowl season, and NBA in full swing over the holidays, BetOnline isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and info. BetOnline has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today to get into the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's capital letters BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
And we are back for another episode of, oh my God, technical difficulties. I forgot to stop the loop. That's my bad. I am your host today at Matty Double Dribbles, and I'm joined today again by Alex Roig. Alex, what is up?
Nothing much, man. Just say I'm getting kind of used to these back-to-back wins. I love it.
Yeah, we have a lot of back-to-backs coming up. So if you like back-to-back wins, buddy, we better get some coming up because they'll be good and plenty, including a actual back-to-back on Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow is our
It's going to feel like a back-to-back.
It's going to be a back-to-back. But before we get to that game, we got to talk about the Thunder win in Miami. The Thunder won 128-120. The defense did not start very well, Alex. It showed up in the third. It survived the fourth, I guess you could call it. And for a team, as we all know, that's very well coached through a lot of different looks at us, the Thunder were able to survive and to pull it off.
Yeah, man, it was a hard-fought battle. Like, I knew this game was going to be like that. I knew, you know, regardless of them missing, you know, Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry, like, this team just does not quit. They're very well coached. They're a lot like our team. You know, our team, you know, we could be missing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and play the Golden State Warriors, and we lose by two, you know, in a very dramatic fashion. Like, that's the kind of effort that you're going to get every night usually from these types of teams, you know, the Miami Heat, us. Can't really think of any other team right now, but that's the kind of effort that you're going to get. And so in this game, you know, fell down early, like we've been doing a lot here lately. But, you know, a 13-0 run to begin the third quarter and then a 14-0 run to begin the fourth quarter kind of gave us the momentum we needed to build up a lead and then kind of allowed us to coast a little bit. You know, even though Miami made a spirited comeback there at the end, it kind of felt very Boston-y. It felt very, you know, coming back on Atlanta type of urgency. But we were able to kind of hold them off and win by 8 going away.
Yeah, the good teams are always going to make runs. That you have to expect that. And so they did. We held them off. I had like 5 things going through my brain and nothing came out. Without Jimmy Butler and without Kyle Lowry, of course, Alex, if you were to guess the two players that would come out of the woodworks for no reason, I bet you would have guessed Hayward Highsmith and Nikola Jokic, right?
Jovic.
I don't know. It's the same. It's the same.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Because
I would have guessed those guys.
A career high from Hayward Highsmith. I don't know if it was a career high for Jovic, but just two random guys that went off today combined for 34 points of the Miami's 120. So the offense was there pretty consistently for Miami, but that third quarter was when the defense sort of showed out. I think I put it on our Twitter, but the shot chart for that third quarter was pretty amazing because they only made 7 field goals, but like five of them were from three. Yeah. So it was like, they were still scoring. It's just, they were doing so very ineffectively, but doing it from a very efficient place on the field. So the defense though came in when it needed to. Finally, I think we all kind of breathed a sigh of relief after that. And yeah, we came out with the win. So let's get into some of the players. We're always going to start with our single large item. And Alex, we've got a couple of guys who were in the 20s. One person who, as the title of this YouTube video says, almost made a triple-double. Yep. And so you've got a couple of options and many more to choose from. So who would you like to pick as your single large item?
I'm going to go with Dub, man. Dub had a great overall game, almost had that coveted triple-double that he's trying to get here lately. You know,
I take blame for that, by the way. That's my bad.
It's not the cone curse. It's the tyranny jinx now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he, you know, 19 points, 12 assists, a career high, 12 assists, and then 9 rebounds. And it felt like he had those 9 rebounds for basically the entire fourth quarter. I was just like, and here's the thing, like, here's what kind of shows like the unselfishness of these players, because, you know, any other young player that's going to try to get his first triple double would just be camped out around the rim, just hoping to get that one, like, you know, easy ass rebound to go ahead and solidify his triple double. But J-Dub, for the most part, I was watching him like consistently in the perimeter, just playing defense. You know, doing his thing on offense, which he usually kind of like stays on the perimeter. And then if he has the ball, he takes, you know, a player one-on-one, a defender one-on-one. And so he wasn't necessarily hunting for the triple-double. I don't know if he didn't know about it or not. But it just kind of showed.
Oh, he knew.
Oh, he knew.
You see his post-game, he knew. He knew. Oh, he was. Okay.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, he was like, the first thing that came out of his mouth was like, I couldn't get that rebound. So yeah, he was keeping track.
But the good thing is, he was willing to get in the flow of the game. Like, he was not just going to cheapen it and just go ahead and, you know, and grab it, just, you know, grab a ball and, you know, throw a pass to the backboard and then grab it as a rebound type stuff, you know?
I wanted him to do the Giannis thing where he like intentionally misses it at the end and then just gets his rebound. Yeah. That would have been nice, but that's okay.
But yeah, man, hey, great game by him. He's once again showing the ability to be that ultimate connector, that, you know, glue guy between our two other stars, you know, and there's star power in doing what he does when he does that. Like, the ability to switch it on and off, the ability to score 36 points one game, you know, and then to go and be like this ultimate connector piece in these last two games. Like, that is a skill in and of itself. Like, that is almost Draymond-esque for Golden State. Like, that's what Draymond does for Golden State, is that offense does not flow without him being that point forward. And so hopefully what we're seeing is we're seeing J-Dub kind of get into that role, but as like a, you know, somebody that can score 30 plus points whenever necessary, somebody that can carry the offensive load in the fourth quarter whenever the other two guys are out, you know, just somebody that does so many other things, so many different things that affect the game and lead to winning.
Yeah. His rebound and assist the last few games over the last couple of weeks. He had, obviously, like you said, 12 assists, 9 rebounds today. Last game, he had 10 assists, 7 rebounds. A couple weeks back in Denver, he had 9 assists and 7 rebounds. So he's been flirting with that, like, kind of triple double for a while. And I don't know if the rebounds are going to stay high. I think a lot of it is due to just lucky bounces. He's not exactly like the biggest rim or biggest board grabber out there, but the assists, I do think, seem to be like, there's other games in here where he's got like, in the last month, 7 assists, 6 assists, 5 assists. Like he's consistently getting those numbers up, and his playmaking is definitely improved. And yeah, that was the other thing I was going to mention too, that you mentioned, was the ability to flip the switch. When Shea went out the first quarter, the start of the second quarter, it was J-Dub time. It was like, this is his time to play. And that's a remarkable thing to have, especially as a sophomore power forward. I do think I agree with you too on the Draymond thing. Like, at least offensively, he's basically a Draymond, but like a much better shooter.
He is. I mean,
and offensively, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, he plays the four just like Draymond. I'm almost curious to see in a situation where you're playing maybe not a center that is very, you know, big. Would you flirt with, you know, a J-Dub at the five type lineup? I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. Like, it would be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't dug into the lineups too much, but I feel like that's happened a couple of times this year.
No, that was the other Williams, the one with a K in front of his, you know, in his first name. That's the one they usually play at the five.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that could be interesting. A very, very, very small ball. But yeah, Jalen Williams is just, he's that guy. He's the clear number three dude behind Shea and Chet. So,
well, yeah, clear number three, but with the ability to be a two or, you know, a one at times.
Right. Exactly. So a three overall, but like can become the one, which is a big distinction. So yeah, I think I'll take, you know what, Alex, we talked about this yesterday. I'm going to make him my single large item because I feel bad for him now because he didn't get 30 points. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Did you, as a degenerate gambler, did you go ahead and put money on him getting over like 32 or something like that?
I had a parlay tonight. It did not hit, but that was not on it. I have to actually remember which leg lost. I'd have to look. I should check before this. But I was frustrated because they said something during the broadcast, and I checked on StatMuse, and Shea right now is tied for Luka Doncic with most 30-point-plus games on the season, and I really wanted him to get it tonight so we could tweet out that StatMuse clip and be like, he just passed Luka. But he was 2 points away. And there was a couple times where he could have got it at the end. Like, he had that stupid travel call, less than 2 minutes where he was going to drive. And I was like, for sure he's going to get free throws there, and he didn't get it. So I was like, really, I was thinking about that 30-point game. But yeah, he didn't get it. So, but we're starting off on a bad note for Shea. But it was still a remarkably efficient game. The stats don't really show he's 2 for 5 from three, but like, as a non-expert on shooting form and shooting all of that, I got to say, like, his shot looks really, really good. He looks confident, and he looks like, it doesn't look like there's a hitch right now. So I'd have to check it. I don't know how many games he's made multiple threes in a row. I'm sure I could check that really quickly,
consistency. He shot 11 of 17 yesterday. Guess what he shot today?
11 of 17.
Exactly.
I'll go one further. So he's made 11 field goals two games in a row. How many field goals do you think he made against Brooklyn?
Willing to venture 11.
You're correct. How about Atlanta?
I'm willing to venture and go out on a limb and say 11.
You are correct. 11 and four times in a row. He's consistent to the T. He's also made 2 3-pointers exactly the last four games. He has 2 of 5 today, 2 of 3, 2 of 5, 2 of 3, and then he went 3 of 5. So he's now has 5 straight games with at least 2 made threes.
That's
and then
awesome.
The game before that, he was 1 of 2.
That's
so,
awesome.
And
that's
actually,
that's one of the biggest things that we've asked of him, you know, as the season has progressed. And that's great. If he's going to be doing that, watch out.
And yeah, that I'll also say 7 out of the last 8 games, basically, he's made at least two threes. So that's like, that is some consistency right there. I don't know how much more consistent you can be. But he also had 8 assists tonight, 2 rebounds, a steal, and a block. The Heat were definitely, I think we came into this knowing the Heat would throw the kitchen sink at him. They would definitely make it hard. They're a very physical team. But he still got exactly 11 field goals. And so he's still the anchor of this offense, but there are still a couple of others that could shine a little bit more today instead of Shea. So fantastic game. I'm trying to remember any other plays that stuck out in particular. There was, I think it was towards the end where he had a, oh no, I'm sorry. That was the first quarter. He had a really good and one where it was kind of two guys on him. I think Kevin Love was the guy that was on actually guarding him. And he just kind of finished through the contact and made that very difficult bank shot.
I love the play in the first quarter where like he loses the ball and it goes behind his back and he gets it back.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah.
He goes the other way and he goes up for a layup and he gets fouled. But the fact that he was able to grab that ball and still make a play out of that was pretty impressive.
I need to start writing things down as I watch the game, because I'll just like turn on the camera here and I'll forget everything. Like I remember thinking that, like, yeah. Oh, that was awesome. I just forgot
it's,
it. So yeah,
it's so difficult. Media guy here. It's so difficult to like pinpoint things in the game because you don't know when runs are going to happen. You don't know when, and like
right.
You know, if a run is happening, then you have to like look back and you know look at the play by play and see when the run started, and so. It's very difficult to do that if you're not completely ensconced and just like looking at the game and looking at the stats and everything like that. But yeah, you just, you know, as a lay fan, you just kind of like just watch it and just kind of remember certain things that happen.
I was also making the Jalen Williams triple double thumbnail for like half the night. So that probably was a little bit of a distraction and a curse to our boy. So,
all your
fans. It is my fault. I take full blame. So let me know if you're angry. So yeah, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander does not get that 27th game of 30 points, but he comes close. I'm just hoping Luka doesn't get one whenever they play next. Because I want Shea to get
that. I
think
he's out for the next game.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know if they play.
Well, not, I don't know if he's.
But they play the Knicks next, and he's out of that game.
Okay, there you go. So tomorrow he better get 30. I'll just say that. He better get 30.
I mean, he may just play up to the third quarter tomorrow.
I mean, he's hit 30 before in the third.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
Well, let's see if that happens again. So let me go back to where we were. A couple other guys to mention. Obviously, Chet had a really good game. Was a little bit off from three. He took a little more corner threes today, which I thought was interesting. Didn't make them. I think I mentioned it last time. It seems like his top of the key 3-point shot, he's more confident in the corner ones. And the elbow one, he's a little bit hesitant to shoot. He took a little bit more of those. Credit to the Heat, though, too. The perimeter defense was very, very good from them. They were not allowing a lot of shots.
That zone in the middle of the third quarter just completely
they flummoxed. Threw us off.
Yeah, flummoxed us.
And then Micić. So I'll just say that shout out Micić. He just came in and was like, guys, I know how to do this, and had an awesome no look pass to Dort.
Good game by Micić.
5 assists. Like,
that's 2 in a row.
5 assists.
He can't defend worth a lick. I'll
nope,
give you that.
He can't.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like that and one by Hawkins, and was it the third quarter, late in the third quarter or in the fourth quarter, something like that. He had him on skates from half court. And yeah, it was not pretty. Like he can't defend worth the lick, but he can run an offense pretty good, and he can do some things offensively. So again, like I said, if he was playing on a bad team and he was getting 32 minutes consistently, he'd probably be one of the league leaders in assists.
We're hoping for those consistent games from Micić. If he can do so offensively, we can kind of throw away the defensive stuff. The Isaiah Joe Moon balls, love them.
Beautiful. The bench overall had a great game today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had, we had Lou Dort was kind of the bench because Casey Wallace started for him in the third.
Have you heard anything about that as far as like why he started the second half? Was it just that Lou was a little bit off?
I guess it worked for the defensive purposes, but yeah, I don't know. Like, we started pretty much right after the game, so I don't know if they said anything in the post-game interview about it, but yeah, Kaysen started the third quarter, but Lou did get 14, if you want to call that the bench, he is, but whatever. And then Isaiah Joe got 11. Jalen Williams got 3, 2, and 4. Micić with 4, 1, and 5 with a steal, actually. Didn't know that. Really good performances from all of them. Kaysen with 3 of 5 and 2 of 4 from deep, 8 points on the night.
Yeah, Kaysen played great.
That was one of the really good solid performance from the bench guys overall.
I thought like the stats don't necessarily show this, but I thought Giddey did a good job of just, especially in the second half, just kind of calming the offense down when he got in there, and then, you know, grabbing rebounds, playing big, playing 6'9", like he is. I just think, the stats don't show it. He had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Like, the stats don't necessarily show anything great that jumps out. But I thought he did a good job of, like, finding the open man or finding doing the pass is going to lead to the pass that gets the bucket. Type thing. I just thought he did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, I think there was definitely that, but I feel like also, I don't know, sometimes when I watch Giddey, it's just like he when he gets the ball at the perimeter, he just does the exact same move to the rim every single time. It's sort of like this, and then he goes left. And then if he doesn't get by the guy, it's just like, what do I do? Let me just throw it up and hope for a prayer. So that stuff, I'm always just like,
But here's the thing. He's 6'9". Like
that's why he gets away with it.
That,
yeah.
If you do that and you're 6'4", you're probably gonna get blocked a lot more than Giddey does. Like, even though Giddey is not the most athletic, his physical tools allow him to get a shot off and make it a lot of times, or to look over a defense and make the correct pass to the corner or whatever.
I think that's actually what it is. I think it's frustrating because he's 6'9" and he's so big, but his only, like, his bag is like one thing, and he just does that one thing. But because he's big, he can get away with it. But at the same time, it's like, hey, you're much bigger than most of these guards. You have, if you could get like a couple other things going, like when you drive rather than the same thing, you could be so much better finishing. But
yeah, anyway. like in the playoffs, like if he's still on this team in the, you know, playoff time, that's where, you know, that'll come to a head, because teams will be like, yeah, look, this is what he's going to do. This is what direction he's going to go, you know, defend this.
It's obvious.
Yeah. Defend this. And he's going to, you know, fumble the dribble, try to dribble it behind his back. He's going to, you know, shoot up a bad shot, you know, do a floater from 12 feet, which is not very effective, efficient. So that's where that'll affect us whenever the playoffs come.
Yeah. If I can understand his game, like his strategy, that's not a good thing. That's like, exactly, for me, like me specifically, if I can understand that, that's not good. Not good for Josh. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember what else there was. I was kind of working on some of the YouTube stuff. So I was kind of half watching this game, trying to like tweet and get stuff ready. So my memory's a little blurry right now.
I don't know if I have anything else of stopping their 3-point barrage there in the second half, especially Tyler Hero. Like the beginning of the game, it looked like Tyler Hero was going to get 40 on us pretty easily.
Yeah. The threes were bad in the first half.
Yeah, exactly. And he only ended up with 17 points. He shot 7 of 21, 1 of 5 from deep. So, I mean, and even with that, he was still a plus 9. So he was still kind of, you know, killing us when he was out there. But I thought he was going to have a big game, and he ended up having a very inefficient game, which I think helped us in the long run as far as, you know, the runs that we did in the beginning of the third and the fourth quarter. Whether that was, you know, team defense, whether that was bad shooting, whether that was like Dort and Kaysen out there just kind of harassing him, but I think we did a good job of shutting that part of it off. You know, Bam still got his, Highsmith, Jovic, you know, they still got theirs. But I think if Tyler Hero would have been efficient tonight, this game would have probably gone a lot differently.
Yeah, there was definitely a couple in the second half, a couple opportunities where they just didn't hit shots they usually hit. And it wasn't because they were more heavily contested than usual. It was just the Dort. Right. It was just like we didn't close out in time. Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero or whoever got a clean look and it just didn't go in. And yeah, it was just a return to the mean. So we did get a little lucky there. The first half, the Heat were 9 of 19 from three. And then they finished the second half 6 of 17 from three. So definitely cooled off a little bit, which helped a lot. So
most definitely.
We've got a question in the YouTube, so we'll mention this real quick. 25 and 11, how much better do you want them to be?
36 and 0, come on now.
36 and 0. We could always be better. Unks615, we could always be better. But no, it's a good, I mean, we are 25 and 11. We're a good team. We are a good team. And I think Cone mentioned it in our chat, a win tomorrow puts us in the one seed, I think, if I remember what he said. So we are right there.
I wonder when is the cutoff day? If we are the one seed, then Mark is going to be the coach of the West team. I don't know what the cutoff day is, but I mean, it should be coming up because January 20th is when they stop doing the voting. And so, you know, the game is like February, the week of like February 15th, something like that, 12 to 15, somewhere there.
It has to be. So let's hope it's, after tomorrow, 'cause I'm pretty sure we're going to win that game. I am being a little nitpicky. I will say that, especially with Giddy and, especially with Shea there earlier. I think if you look at the way this team is built right now and the way we're heading, we know we can still be a good defensive team. We've only had like a handful of games where we've not been, honestly. So it's nothing to, there's nothing to go crying home about. So,
No, it was good. It was a good victory tonight. It was a good total team effort. You know, the bench did great. All the players did good as far as their roles. And you know, come out with an 8-point victory. Nothing to cry about. You know, but we're still kind of analyzing the game, and you know, just like any coach, you know, just like anybody who watches basketball, you're not necessarily gonna be like, oh my God, so perfect. Let's all go to the locker room and get on the plane. Let's go. Like, you know, there's things that can always improve. There's things that can always be better. And so that's what we do on here.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's game. We'll make this pretty short because this is going to, we're going to have three podcasts in 3 days. So we can leave a little bit to be desired. We got the Portland Trail Blazers. We have a very short 2-game stint at home. I will be at both of those games, which is going to be so much fun. We have our meetup on Saturday. So the Thursday game, I think we can both agree, Thunder win by
20 plus. Yeah.
15 plus.
Pretty sure I'm pretty sure the line will be like 13 and a half.
I will be hammering that line. I know Dylan said he was going to put in a bet for that game. Or I don't know if he was talking about Saturday, but maybe Thursday. So I'm definitely going to be putting in a bet for that game if I'm going to it. It'll be fun. And so maybe I'll take 13 and a half Oklahoma City. I don't know who is out for the Trailblazers. I was trying to find it. If the injury report was out for them.
Simons has been playing lately.
No.
He did not?
I've got... actually, I don't see him on the injury report.
No, he's been playing lately.
Oh, okay. I misheard you. Sorry. DeAndre Ayton is doubtful.
And he's doubtful. I thought he was out for the season.
Well, maybe it just says right knee tendonitis, so he could. Yeah. Maybe they're waiting, and then Brown, Thunder legend.
Time Lord is out.
Yes, Robert Williams III is out for sure. He has a ligament tear, so DeAndre may not be playing, which actually will be pretty good for us. Yeah. We need to get those rebounds. All right, so Alex, do you have anything else before we wrap this up?
I mean, we have a game on Thursday. We'll all be there. You know, the entire crew will be there except for Dolan, of course. And then Saturday's a big day, man. We have our fan event. You know, we meet up at the parlor at 1.
What the heck?
Oh. Dylan, you're alive. Dylan, you're alive. Okay. I don't know how I feel about people jumping in on a live stream. You never know what can happen.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I was like, I heard some other people in the back. I was like, I don't know who those guys are yet. We're gonna meet them soon. Like,
I'm like, that's not with the music. I don't know who that is.
We're live right now, brother.
Yeah, but hey, parlor, 1 o'clock, 1-2, is it 1-5? I think, or 1-6.
It's either one. It's one of those two.
Visit us, you know, we are doing a good thing. We are, you know, giving to a woman's shelter. A battered women's shelter. And so if you can bring things such as maybe feminine, you know, hygiene products, if you can bring maybe diapers, things of that nature, that would be a beautiful thing, because we have a little spot there where we're going to, you know, go ahead and collect these items. And it's also going to be a canned food drive, right?
I believe so. I don't know if those were separate things or the same thing.
I believe they are the same thing. So like canned food drive, you know, women's products, you know, products for like babies, like diapers or maybe like a burp cloths and things like that. Help out the community. Like, that's what we want to do with this. You know, we're helping out the community along with, you know, coming together and getting to know all you guys, and, you know, getting to meet all you guys. We also want to help the community. So that's what we're doing at the parlor. And then of course the game at 7 against the Orlando Magic, against, you know, Paolo Banchero, who's out here balling his ass off these last 2 to 3 weeks, throwing up like 30 and 10 every night. So just come out, join us. If you know, I don't know if the link still works, but if you want to get a ticket, grab a ticket, check it out, man. Like, we have tickets for $83 down in the lower bowl, but you know, if that's not your, you know, if that's a little bit too much for you, go ahead and look at the higher bowl. We have $12 tickets and we have $16 tickets. And that's the cost. You know, they're not going to tack on any fees, any ticket fees or anything like that.
Right.
And if you do grab a ticket, it gives you the opportunity to, after the game, go ahead and take a picture on the court with all of us, a group picture, and then also an opportunity to go ahead and shoot a half-court shot on the court where all your favorite players play, for the possibility of getting lower bowl to a future game. So, you know, a lot of things, a lot of good things, and we want to see you guys out there, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun things happening. We will be posting about it in the next couple of days. I'm sure Dylan and all of them on the podcast tomorrow will talk about it even more. So we're just going to keep plugging it and hope you guys join us if you can. So,
most definitely.
All right. All right. So until next time, until probably tomorrow, if you're hearing this when it's posted, real quick, shout out Corey in the chat as well. I want to thank anybody who joined our live stream tonight. You guys are the real ones. You can also be a real one if you like and subscribe, like the video and subscribe to this channel. If you're listening on a podcast, please, you know, make sure to follow us there and also follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. I am Maddie Double Dribbles. Hit the notification bell. I always forget that one. I'm Maddie Double Dribbles. That was Alex Roig. Thank you for listening. Always hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.